Good evening. I'm Paul DiRienzo with the headlines. The United States Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Texas can begin arresting migrants crossing the southern border while a legal battle over the measure plays out. The conservative majority rejected the Biden administration's emergency application that the law is a clear violation of federal authority over immigration. The measure now goes back to the appellate court and could eventually return to the Supreme Court. It's not clear how soon Texas will begin arresting migrants. There was no majority opinion, but in an angry dissent, Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson said the court gives a green light to a law that will upend the longstanding federal-state balance of power and sow chaos. And heavy fighting continued around Al-Shifa Hospital, the largest in the Gaza Strip. Explosions and shootings shook the compound where thousands of Palestinians have sought refuge from Israel's assault on Gaza. The Israeli military says it killed 50 Hamas fighters, but the claim could not be verified. Neither could Israel's claim that it had come under fire from Hamas militants, who they say regrouped at the hospital. The medical complex had partially resumed operations after an Israeli raid in November. Meanwhile, overnight airstrikes in Rafah destroyed an apartment building and several houses, killing at least 15 civilians. In related news, on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to send a team of government officials to Washington to discuss a threatened assault on Rafah. The planned visit comes after a phone call between President Biden and Netanyahu, the first in a month and a sign of the growing divide between Israel and the United States, its number one benefactor. More than 1.5 million Palestinians displaced by the fighting are huddled in a refugee camp along Gaza's southern border. And the Bank of the Republic of Haiti was raided on Monday by what a guard called a group of criminals. Four of the attackers were killed. Meanwhile, the United States State Department announced over the weekend that it had planned to charter a flight to rescue its remaining citizens stranded in Haiti. The first flights arrived in Miami on Sunday. In related news, congressional Republicans have refused to release $40 million in security assistance for Haiti, questioning how it could be used or if it could wind up in the hands of the gangs behind the upheaval. And in election news, former President Donald Trump charged Monday that Jews who vote for Democrats hate Israel and hate their religion, igniting a fiery response from the White House and Jewish leaders. Trump, who is the GOP's presumptive nominee, added Jews who vote for Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. A White House spokesperson said the comments were vile and unhinged anti-Semitic rhetoric without mentioning Trump by name. Trump is facing four major criminal and civil cases. In New York, he lost a case brought by Attorney General Tish James and was ordered to come up with a $464 billion bond to cover the penalties. Now Trump can't find an insurance company to underwrite his bond and cover the massive judgment against him in New York. Trump's lawyers say they were rejected by 30 underwriters. The money is due at the end of the month. A broker said raising the money is practically impossible. Trump is appealing the ruling. And more news from Washington. In rare testimony, two retired generals, former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and former commander of the Central Command, General Kenneth McKenzie, blamed the Biden administration for the chaotic departure from Afghanistan in August 2021. They told lawmakers the administration inadequately planned for the evacuation and didn't order it in time. Two key differences with the White House included the military advised the U.S. keep at least 2,500 service members in Afghanistan to maintain stability, and a concern that the State Department was not moving fast enough to get an evacuation started. 13 U.S. service members were killed by a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport's Abbey Gate in the final days of the war as the Taliban took over Afghanistan. And in local news, Governor Kathy Hochul says she wants to overhaul New York's fledgling cannabis industry, which has been plagued by problems from the start. Financing has been hard to come by, and the Office of Cannabis Management, OCM, has been beset by lawsuits, and hundreds of unlicensed stores have mushroomed. Observers say OCM is overwhelmed and can't keep up with license applications. Their goal? Streamline the process for getting weed from the grower to the smoker. And one day after details were revealed about a new lawsuit by a Florida woman alleging Mayor Eric Adams sexually assaulted her more than three decades ago, Adams denied the claim. "This did not happen," Adams said. "This did not happen. I don't recall ever meeting this person in my time in the police department." Lorna Beach Mathura, who at the time worked in the NYPD's Transit Bureau as an aide, made the allegations late last year. She formally filed a court case against the mayor on Monday. Paul DiRienzo, New York.